Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I know a lot's been said about some controversial officiating calls in the game. I just believe when you play well, those things get minimized. And when you play poorly, those things get highlighted. We're not going to hide behind those things or seek comfort relative to those things. Things like that happen week in and week out. But when you're playing well, it doesn't become a talking point, or specifically, it becomes less significant in our eyes in terms of how the game unfolds. And so from my perspective, I think a big component of us turning the page this week is getting focused on the things that we own in that performance.
50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Mike Tomlin saying, let's not get carried away bitching about the referees. And I wanted to do a lot of that yesterday. I didn't at any point say that's why the Steelers lost the game to the Eagles. George Pickens, who's out there running around at Steelers practice, and we'll have an update on the injuries in just a few minutes here. George Pickens went to IG and said that the refs have a vendetta against the Steelers. New rule. If you win a Super Bowl and afterwards, all people are talking about is how the refs aided and abetted you winning a championship, you're not allowed to say that the league has a vendetta against you. I've watched football for almost 40 years now.
Congratulations on all your success.
I do have a life. I was about to say I have no life, but then I remembered that I have a wife, daughter, and two dogs at home.
But your life outside of them and your family is basically sports.
Yes, because I prioritize it. It means more to me than anything else. I'd rather watch an old game than socialize and hang out with people, which is...
Or
I don't,
watch a current game than socialize with your co-host at a restaurant.
I don't dislike those things. I like it when it comes together. Like, I love socializing and hanging out with people and having a good time if the sports are in there somewhere.
The sports bar was literally created for a person like you.
Great concept. One of the best inventions ever.
Sports bar man John Taffer came up with a Sunday Ticket.
Right up there with porn.
Was that an invention, or did that just always exist, in a sense?
John Taffer invented porn?
No. I'm saying, like, the idea of, like, nudes. Don't you think they were carving nudes into, like, stone tablets even back, like, in the BC times?
Well, they say it's the oldest profession in the book.
No, that's prostitution.
Prostitution, yeah.
So cave paintings.
People have been selling
cave paintings of nudes, I assume, have existed since time immemorial.
I'm not saying this to be sacrilegious, not at all. There's all kinds of talk about some deviant sexual behavior in the Old Testament.
Song of Songs is an entire book of, like,
I mean, bad
erotica.
Stuff was going on at Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's just call it what it is. Okay.
Can you imagine somebody in Sunday school? Let me tell you, kids, we're going to learn about Sodom and Gomorrah today, but just I'll leave it here. Bad stuff happened.
I mean, there were some kinky SOBs back then at Sodom and Gomorrah.
Have you ever heard of the book Song of Songs? It's literally just a Bible book that's all about...
That's what I'm saying, man.
Doing it.
I'm just telling you. It's been around
Charlie's
for a very
long
time.
Charlie's looking at me like I'm making this up. No, anyone that's actually read the Bible knows all this.
I went to Catholic school for 9 years. It's just... A hodgepodge of horniness.
All I'm saying is that I've watched football for a very long time.
Yes.
It's probably, and I thought that the Seahawks fans came off as whiny losers.
Mm-hmm.
But of all the big games that I've watched, it's the one where officiating got credited for a team winning or blamed for a team losing more than any other in my entire life.
More than Eagles Chiefs with the juju call?
That's a good one. But... That was one play at the very end, and that was more.
So the
like,
ones the ones
that,
in
that
the,
was a preponderance of evidence for the full season than it was like it.
The Seahawks Steelers. It was the offensive pass interference on Jeremy Stevens, right?
Yes, that was a huge one,
which I still think was the right call.
Wasn't it on Daryl Jackson?
It was on Daryl Jackson on a play Jeremy Stevens caught, right?
No, I thought Daryl Jackson caught it in the end zone, and they got.
Man, I have Jeremy Stevens in my head for that, and then it was the. It was the one that I think you see get called a little bit more often now. Hasselbeck getting called for throwing a low block while trying to tackle a return.
Either way.
Vinny Ricicci, who used to host on this station, like could not let that go when he was a host in Pittsburgh.
Either way, to say that there's a vendetta or the refs are out to screw the Steelers, it is such a great, like, you know, as far as like trying to incite the masses and get people worked up and, you know, feeding into the lizard brain, the reason why our team is 10-4 and not 14-0 is because the league hates us, or the games are rigged, or there's something nefarious going on. Like, I'm all for conspiracy theories and things like that. This is just one of those things that I just refuse to buy into. And it's hilarious to me, actually, that one of the Steelers' best players, and in my opinion, their most important player, does actually believe it. He is right in this respect. There is a vendetta, but it's against him. It's not against the team. The refs don't like him.
Oh, I don't think there's a vendetta. He's just on their radar. A vendetta implies they are like looking to call penalties on him. They set out every game wanting to call penalties.
I do think they do that.
I don't think refs do that. I just think a guy's on their radar.
Aren't those two things one and the same? The vendetta is the guy has a reputation for doing things either post-whistle shenanigans, giving guys the business, whatever you want to call it. Every official who works the Steelers games knows it. It's all over their tape. And I honestly feel like it's gotten to a point like this. We've seen this with other safety issues in the NFL. I think these guys are afraid that if they miss it, they're going to get in trouble. So they'd rather officiate it and say, I'll be the guy who's just like the crew that worked before me or the crew before that, who saw a little bit of this going on with George Pickens and penalized George Pickens for it, than be the guy that misses it, lets Pickens get away with it, and then I've got to hear it from my boss that I didn't do my job. I think the head of NFL officiating informs the crew that's going to work the Steelers game on Saturday, hey, you got to watch it with Pickens on Saturday because he wants to get away with a lot. Whether that's woofing at guys, whether that's taunting, whether that's, you know, they get on his nerves and he blasts somebody after a play or
What about Joey Porter Jr. then by the same token? Hey, you've got to watch 24 on the Steelers. He'll put his hands on these guys. He's extremely physical.
No, I think that's true too.
Most Steelers fans would then say, then I'm not even going to do the accent. Then why aren't they going after every right tackle who attempts to block TJ Watt? Holding. All he does is get held.
Well, so that is not a vendetta against the Steelers. That is a vendetta against defense. That is the NFL.
Why would they be looking at George Pickens? They should let offensive players do whatever they want.
No, that's actually a good point.
I know.
Well, because, hold on, though. The difference there is that the stuff Pickens is doing
is not play involved.
Yes, it's not like...
Except when he touches the guy down on an interception and then proceeds to go
full
Dracula
mode. Hold on a second, though. Actually did just spark a light bulb moment in me. I do think they, for the most part, let him get away with some of like the
ticky-tack OPI.
Offensive pass interference stuff,
yeah, I do. Well, he's got good veteran. He's a good veteran receiver in the sense that he knows to keep his hands down until he wants to put them up at the last second. And he's become a master in his third year, I think, at the little subtle push-off, which is what good receivers do, by the way. I was just, all this George Pickens Instagram stuff had me checking Michael Brewerly on Twitter.
Yeah.
Let's see. In response to Ponies, Hard Knocks is a farce if it doesn't cover the George Pickens injury saga this week. He wrote, what saga, bro?
Mm.
Next tweet, does winning not make y'all happy? Always got some negativity when bleep is going well.
Okay.
Then a Van Jefferson bit, and then minor setback for a major comeback from 2 days ago, loading, and it's just a picture of him coming down the tunnel.
So the only person he seems to be, like, outside of the Steelers world that he wants to respond to and dunk on is me.
Yeah, I checked the replies because he still doesn't follow anybody. He responded positively to the Blitzberg feed. Most of them are to you. I still like that one of his recent replies is to Schefter saying, come home juice to Deontay Johnson. I love that. Come home, player who has now been suspended and basically put on ice for the rest of the year.
They've mutually agreed.
But he's not going anywhere else.
We're going to pay you to not show up to work.
You're so noxious to our team's efforts that we are literally just going to keep you on ice.
412-928-9370. Here's Mr. Old School on the fan. Hello, Old School. Are the Steelers out? Are the refs out to screw the Steelers, Mr. Old School?
My guys. No, I don't think they're out to screw them, but they do got a bullseye on them. I tell you that right now. They are looking closer. And Pickens ain't helping by running his mouth. But, you know, and when it comes to Tomlin, man, we got to stop having these guys on here that every time they want to talk about Tomlin, they bring up Andy Reid and they bring up Bill Belichick. Listen, these two guys have had the best quarterbacks probably in history, and before that they did nothing. So don't try to compare
Reid went to what? You can't say Reid did nothing. He went to a Super Bowl and a bunch of NFC championship games, yeah. Mr. Old School.
Well, we got to give Reid a little bit, but Reid ain't win one. So,
well, it's not like Mike Tomlin had chopped liver at quarterback. He had Ben for his entire career, just about.
Yeah, I agree with that. But Ben, we both know Ben ain't those two guys.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, Ben. Mr. Old School.
Are we sure he's going to get it on the first ballot?
He better.
Or you'll do what, Pony?
Come on this radio station and bitch and complain about it?
Okay. Mr. Old School, I just wanted to keep him honest there. I wanted to see what his ultimatum there was.
Yeah, and the other thing, guys, is I think this is going to be a good season if we win the AFC Championship game because they predicted us.
Wait, win the AFC Championship game?
I mean, excuse me.
The AFC North?
The division.
Thank you.
If we win the division, they picked us to finish second to last. So it would be a good season. It wouldn't be a great season.
Man, I just can't get there. Like I guess I'd love to know if you could give Mike the old truth serum. Hit him with the sodium pentothal. And you said, Mike, what would you rather win this year, a playoff game or the division? I wonder if he would say, the division. That means I was great for this many games.
And
I wonder if there's a part of him that would say, like, I stifled Lamar Jackson. I stifled Joe Burrow. Look what I did with two quarterbacks. A playoff win would be nice, but look at what I did over the long
haul. If you're saying, like, a playoff win means they won a playoff game and then were out in the next round?
You think he'd say division?
I don't know. I mean, he was making the division out to be, like, something that he glorified and put a lot of value in and really
cared
about yesterday.
I think it's easier to be Mike and feel like the division has a lot of meaning because you are in it every day. That is your job. Like, from somebody that's taking it in my perspective, I am a viewer. I am on the outside. Like, I want the results. I'm not thinking about the journey. I'm not thinking about, like, the obstacles in most cases overcome. Give me the results when the results are the most pressurized.